We are coming off of an incredible month of celebrations from Pentecost and Trinity Sunday. Then it was Corpus Christi Sunday. And coming up this week, another way to be with our Lord in devotion to His Sacred Heart. And someone who has a very special devotion and invites all of us to recognize that June is for Jesus. It is our good friend, Emily Jaminette. Good morning, Emily. Thanks for being with us again on The Morning Blend.
I love being on The Morning Blend. It's truly an honor, and I'm very excited that we get to talk about June is for Jesus and all the amazing graces He's offering each one of us and even our families as well.
As I said, Emily, we're coming off this incredible series of Sundays from like Pentecost and Trinity Sunday, Corpus Christi, these beautiful celebrations and processions of actually bringing our Lord to the streets and to cities so in need of His mercy. And that beautiful Sacred Heart that gives us hope in a time that just seems so hopeless. And it was a very special gift that we have been given to us. Remind our listeners about the beautiful saint and this devotion that offers us the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Well, let's first start with Jesus takes our dry bones, our brokenness, our emptiness, and He makes us whole. And that's what's so beautiful about this devotion. In this devotion, Jesus' heart is outside of His body. You might have seen this beautiful image in your local church or maybe in your grandparents' house, or maybe you have a beautiful image in your home as well. And in this beautiful image, a lot of times He's holding out his revealing His heart, or some images He's actually holding His heart, extending it out to us. Now, we are finishing up an amazing jubilee of 350 years since Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Now, this jubilee was more than 1 year because the apparitions began on the feast of St. John the Apostle in December, and we've continued to be open to these amazing graces. And just because the jubilee is ending on this June 27th, it does not mean that the Jesus is not going to stop offering us grace. What it means is that we will then enter into this opportunity to respond with newness and excitement, to be able to receive these graces. And so this feast is always on the Friday after the Feast of Corpus Christi, or 19 days after Pentecost. So it's really an amazing gift, specifically from St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, an amazing saint from Paray-le-Monial, France, where Jesus, again, appeared to her. He said, "Behold this heart that loves so much, but in return I receive indifference, coldness, and ingratitude." And He goes on and says many other amazing things. But it's an invitation to respond to His perfect love so that we can live in that love and share that love with others.
Emily, we all see that beautiful image and maybe would recognize this of Jesus Christ in that burning heart in His chest. It is a heart that is surrounded by what we would know as that crown of thorns. Why is Christ in that image, His heart being pierced once again?
I mean, just imagine St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in 1673 with this Jesus appearing exactly as you described His heart, this inflamed heart. But this flame was not a scary flame. It was a flame of love. He reminded her how much He loves all of mankind. He even invited this old saint to be the disciple of the Sacred Heart. And as you mentioned, the crown of thorns is an important symbol of the heart of Jesus because sin hurts His heart. We know that Jesus wants to pour out His love to each one of us because sin hurts our hearts, and it hurt His heart as well. But His wounded heart heals us. And in the image of the Sacred Heart, there's also the wound of right on the side where His heart was pierced. So it always has the piercing to remind us that He died for us. His heart was pierced on the cross for each one of us. And there's also always found a little cross at the top. And Jesus told St. Margaret Mary that it was implanted at the incarnation. That I love to tell my kids, he was born to die for our sins. That was His tremendous mission. But He also showed us how to live our lives each and every day and to welcome the kingdom of love into our life. So the Sacred Heart of Jesus is an invitation to respond, to receive that love so that our whole faith takes on a whole new dimension.
Emily Jaminette joining us today. You recognize her voice because she comes on the Morning Blend with those wonderful mother's moments to remind us to always offer ourselves to our Lord and that our faith is what will sustain us. Emily, recently was the beautiful Corpus Christi celebrations, as you said, and that leads us right into the Friday after this beautiful feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But 350 years ago, the world seemed, I would think, quite a bit different than what we are experiencing now, and the escalation of tensions around the world. How can a message 350 years old, who didn't know what the world was going to be like now, how is that relevant today? What can we pull from this that gives us hope right here and now in the world?
Well, I'm so glad you brought up, you know, when Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary. He gave this little sister, this young sister, a tremendous mission, a visitation sister living in the tiny little village. And she didn't have the internet and the accessibility of knowing what was going on in the rest of the world. But what she knew the world needed was Jesus's love. Because when she was receiving these apparitions, it was a time of Jansenism, where many, many people were turned away from the faith because they felt unworthy of receiving God's love. Now, in the times that we live, oftentimes it might be our shame or our guilt or our lack of knowledge or discipline to even get up and go to church. But the truth is, this message is very, very important for us. For us as practicing Catholics, it provides a backdrop of hope. It gives us the understanding that Jesus loves us so much. And if you are struggling with feeling like dry bones, you know, you're feeling like tired and worn out, he wants to renew you and give you immense grace. Now, how do I know that? Because Jesus gave us the approved 12 promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Approved meaning approved by the Catholic Church. It's a wonderful fruit. It's what it looks like when our life, our faith is alive. And the first really promise of the Sacred Heart is I will give them all the graces necessary for their state and life. So the Lord wants to walk with you in this exact moment that you're in, and he wants to transform you from the inside out so that you can be honestly a walking example of faith and love to those around you, and to do acts of reparation, offering up your sufferings back to our Lord.
Emily Jaminette is with us today. She is the author of the book Holy Habits and the executive director of the Sacred Heart Enthronement Network. She is joining us today to just let go of our worries and our doubt and place our trust in that beautiful Sacred Heart of Jesus. Emily, it's a great conversation, and I want to know more, especially about how to enter into this devotion to receive those graces and those promises you were talking about, but I am against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Absolutely.
Emily Jaminette is with us again this hour. She is the author of a book called Holy Habits and is the executive director of the Sacred Heart Enthronement Network. She says June is for Jesus. I love that. And this is a special month where we can focus especially on the Sacred Heart of Jesus and a devotion that will carry us through the other months of the year. Emily, thanks so much for staying with us today.
Absolutely. You know, writing Holy Habits on the Sacred Heart, again, it's a response to recognize that we need to strengthen our relationships. And who better wants to strengthen our relationships than Jesus? He offers us perfect love, but the world offers us that counterfeit of love, imperfect love, selfishness, pride, even lust, you know? So the Holy Habits of the Sacred Heart is to refocus us on the importance of what matters. And that's receiving his love so that we can live in his love and then share it with others.
Emily, this is a kind of love that we need so much today. And looking at the news and what is happening in the Middle East, it feels like our devotions aren't being heard, and we may feel like there is just not hope. There's not enough of Christ's love to get to every heart of every person on earth. But you say that's exactly where Jesus needs to be, where there is hopelessness. Christ can change that. It's been a personal journey of yours. I would love for you to share with us a little bit about how this devotion grew in your own heart that has brought you to where you are today.
Well, I have to tell you, there was a number of years ago where I was sitting in my own home feeling overwhelmed, feeling empty on the inside, like my gas tank had gone all the way low. I had all these children depending on me to be their Catholic mom. And in that evening, I actually got on my knees and I talk about my book and I said, okay, Jesus, you can have my marriage, my family, and my future. And before the image of the Sacred Heart, that simple prayer prayed in my home, but with an open heart, I believe he not only restored my heart, but put me on this path to encourage other people to experience that what I want to say, spiritual stability that comes from the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, luckily, I knew where to go, that roadmap, because my parents have been tremendous witness of practicing the faith. My grandparents, tremendous witness of turning their life to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart and having a home of prayer and devotion and also works of mercy. So I knew where I wanted to go, but I realized it comes from this life of spiritual stability. And lastly, I will say, after reading and researching so much about this devotion, this is the devotion that empowered so many parents to experience the peace of Christ, even in the midst of war, even in the midst of sickness, even in the midst of death of loved ones, because we have these accounts, we have these stories of what Jesus has provided, and he provides us with spiritual stability, peace, love, mercy, protection. He is where we need to go when we're feeling overwhelmed by the culture or even what's going on in our very own hearts.
Emily, you talked in our first half hour about all of these promises this devotion brings. And I love two of them because you had said about Jesus meeting you where you are in this. And it says in those promises that there will be fervor for lukewarm souls and perfection for fervent souls. So I just love this idea about Jesus walking where we are. So even if we are in the darkness, he's there to bring us to this fervor. And if we have started something over this Easter season and these beautiful weeks since, this perfection can be found in all of us. Tell us a little bit about how we can open ourselves up and begin this journey to find this beautiful devotion to the Sacred Heart.
Well, I'm so glad you brought back up the promises of the Sacred Heart, because these 12 promises, and in my book, actually, Secrets of the Sacred Heart, I share that these promises are holiness. And a lot of times, you know, the most important thing is Jesus wants to meet you exactly where you're at. So if you are a lukewarm soul, do not be intimidated. He is coming to find you. But what needs to happen is you open your heart to him. And Jesus tells us what his heart is like. Right in the scriptures, he says, my heart is meek and humble. And that needs to be the response of us in return, is that we're always striving to be meek and to be humble, like the holy saints, because this pathway from, like you said, lukewarmness, moving on to fervent, moving on to high perfection, has been lived out in ordinary people. I think of my grandparents. I think of the laity, but yet also in the great saints, religious, and even many of our popes have spoken so highly about this devotion that we really need to pause and reconsider how to live it out.
Emily Jaminette is the author of some wonderful books on the Sacred Heart of Jesus and is also the executive director of the Sacred Heart Enthronement Network. Emily, it's always such a wonderful morning when you join us through that Sacred Heart Enthronement Network. Tell us a little bit about what's the ways that we can help be the Catholic moms in our family, especially the Catholic dads and the husband and wives that are dedicated to each other, that can enthrone this beautiful image so that these promises not only will be available to us, but also to our entire family.
Absolutely. In 1907, the church officially approved the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, where the image is not only exposed and honored, but you build a covenant of love. Now, there are many ways to do it. Call your parish priest, visit welcomeisheart.com, and you can do a self-directed enthronement where we encourage 3 days of preparatory prayers leading up into that special moment where you welcome Jesus in a new way. Another powerful way to live out devotion to the Heart of Jesus is start doing the first Friday devotion each month, going to Mass and offering up your communion back to Jesus on reparation out of love. But the Feast of the Sacred Heart right around the corner, June 27th, put it on your calendar, go to Mass and spend time before the Blessed Sacrament asking the Lord to transform your heart so that you can be a vessel of His love everywhere you go.
Emily, in many of those images that we see of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, next to it is that beautiful Immaculate Heart of Mary. What role does Mary have to play in gathering up God's children and pointing them to her Son?
Well, I can't say enough how important it is. I'm so glad you brought up Our Lady, because her feast day is exactly off next day after the Feast of the Sacred Heart. So June 28th is the Feast of the Immaculate Heart. And those two hearts beat in unison, right? When we live out God's will, we naturally grow closer to Our Lady. We grow closer to Jesus, because Jesus wants us to come to know Our Lady, and Our Lady wants us to come to know her Son. And I think that as we focus on our Immaculate Heart of Mary, there's no better time. Pope Leo XIV just shared the importance of praying the rosary every day. The rosary every day is a path to peace. It's a path to peace on the inside and really a gift for the whole world. So as we're in June is for Jesus, we always want to make room for when he shows up with his mother. So she has a special place in our life each and every day as well.
Talk about a power-packed duo, this mother and son. They never let us down. All we need to do is have hearts open to this beautiful devotion. Emily, always a great morning when you join us. Thank you so much for being with us. Remind our listeners where again we can go to find more information, find your books, and more about this beautiful Sacred Heart Enthronement Network.
Please visit welcomeisheart.com. You can learn all about my books. There's a blog. There's even Consecration of the Immaculate Heart as well. So order your simple guides or check it out. There's plenty of free opportunities to grow closer to Jesus and Mary.
And there's lots of opportunities for people to find out more about you there and purchase her books as well. Emily, it is a great morning every time you join us on the Morning Blend. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. And just have a blessed and wonderful day.
Oh, you as well. Again, Emily Jaminet's webpage, Sacred Heart Enthronement Network. She was just talking about, I'm going to put that link on the podcast of today's interview to make it easy for you to find her. And you're going to find it on today's podcast at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.